Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind, Build Resilience and Discipline. Today, we're diving into something that feels like it's always on fire: time management. Ever feel like you're running around like a chicken with its head cut off? Like there's just not enough time in the day to get everything done? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm and you're still staring at the clock, wondering where the heck the hours went. Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. Time management is a struggle for everyone, but it's also a skill that can be learned and mastered. And trust me, mastering this one skill can be a total game changer in your life. So, how do we become those time managing ninjas? Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your productivity game. First off, let's talk about clarity. You need to know where you're going before you can start driving. What are your priorities? What are the big rocks in your life that absolutely need attention? Once you figure that out, everything else falls into place. Think of it like this. You wouldn't build a house without a blueprint, right? So why approach your life any differently? Next up, ditch the multitasking myth. It's actually a productivity killer. Our brains aren't wired to focus on multiple things at once effectively. When we try to juggle too much, our attention gets scattered and we end up doing everything half-heartedly. Instead, focus on one task at a time and give it your full attention. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Now, let's talk about the power of planning. This doesn't mean becoming a slave to your schedule, but having a roadmap for your day can help you stay focused and avoid getting sidetracked. Schedule specific blocks of time for different tasks and stick to your plan as much as possible. You know, it's like that scene in The Matrix when Neo learns Kung Fu. In a split second, he wasn't just randomly moving around, he had a plan. Speaking of plans, let's talk about breaks. We all need them. Stepping away from work regularly can actually boost your productivity and creativity. Take short breaks throughout the day to stretch, walk around, or just clear your head. Trust me, a few minutes off can make you feel refreshed and ready to tackle anything. Finally, remember to celebrate your wins. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and forget to appreciate our accomplishments. So take a moment to acknowledge your successes, big and small. This helps build momentum and keeps you motivated. You know, it's like the feeling when you finish a challenging puzzle, you earn that sense of accomplishment. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're heading into work on a Monday morning. Your inbox is overflowing, your boss has dropped a surprise project, and you haven't had time to grab coffee yet. You feel overwhelmed, stressed, and ready to pull your hair out. Sound familiar? But what if I told you there's a way to navigate those Monday mornings with grace and efficiency? By implementing these time management strategies, you can turn that chaotic Monday morning into a productive power hour. Instead of scrambling and feeling behind, you'll have a clear plan, focused energy, and the motivation to tackle whatever comes your way. You'll even have time for a damn good cup of coffee. So remember, prioritizing time management isn't just about being busy, it's about being intentional with your time, focusing on what truly matters, and creating space for the things that bring you joy. It's about living your life on purpose, not just letting it happen to you. Alright, folks, those are my key takeaways for conquering your time and boosting your productivity. I hope this has given you some actionable insights to implement in your own lives. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Keep practicing these strategies, experiment with what works best for you, and celebrate your progress along the way. As always, leave a comment below and let me know what you think. What are your biggest time management challenges? Any tips or tricks that have worked wonders for you? Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic State of Mind so you never miss an episode. Until next time, stay stoic and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.